You say he's Boulder through and through. He's Jersey, well, he's through, Jersey and through, through and through. But he loves now, Boulder.
Oh yeah, I mean, but now he's wearing a Patagonia vest and he's got a Subaru, and yeah. You know, I mean, he's here. Let's face
he's
it.
Here, but. Start the timer. Welcome to Location Indie Podcast, an unfiltered, behind the scenes,
no holds barred.
Look at the realities of the location independent lifestyle from two gentlemen who are living that lifestyle.
Gentlemen.
I'm Trav. And I don't think my voice sounds any different, but we're laying down today. Both of us laying down for the first time on the podcast.
We keep mirroring each other's positions here out in the sun in off of the Pearl Street Mall in Boulder, Colorado. One of my favorite places on the planet, if not my favorite place on the planet. And so excited to be doing these 20-minute sessions with you here, the Boulder sessions. And dude, how does it feel to be a Coloradan or a Boulderite for 3 weeks, your house sitting here? Do you feel like, what do you think,
am
man?
I an adopted Boulder?
Is it going to be hard to leave? You've been here three weeks?
Yes. I'm leaving soon. I've been here 3 weeks. It will be very hard to leave Boulder, Colorado because of the fact, well, I think the main fact is that you guys are here. We have got a bunch of other entrepreneurial friends here. We're going to talk about that actually in a moment. But I do also just love the fact that as I turn to my left, I am looking up at the mountains. Mm-hmm. There they are, the Flatirons, like right there while you're in town. Obviously, that's not something we see in Philadelphia or anything like that. So I really do love Boulder.
Love this place.
It's a great spot. The fact that the sun is out and shining, which, as you said, what is it? The sun shines 300 days a year, and the people tell you about it 365 days
right.
a year or something like that. So, but yes, Boulder.
The secret's out here in Colorado.
Yeah, Boulder's an awesome place. And I think what we wanted to touch on in today's, not I think, what we are going to touch on today's show is this idea of location independence, but through the lens of, you know, we talked about building a business and all this stuff they can bring. And I don't think we skip over it too much, but one of the big parts of it, and it's in the name, Jay, is this idea of location independence. And we just got to do a really awesome virtual summit not so long ago as a lead up to the Paradise Pack. And we brought on 7 guests to come and do workshops. And it really hit home to me the fact that if you build this lifestyle, you can be and live anywhere you want. And I didn't really plan it. We didn't plan it with our guests of like that we were going to have people from all over the world, but it happened that way. And I think if we dig into each person's story a little bit, it just goes to show you that they are choosing their lifestyle and where they are versus the other way around, it versus being told where they have to be because of work, family, anything like that.
Well, we had, let's see, 2 Brits, 1 Canadian, and 3 Americans. Is that right?
Well, Jamie's a Brit.
Yep. Michelle.
Michelle's a Brit. That's right.
And then
Grace is a Canadian.
Grace is Canadian. And then we had 1, 2.
We have 4 Americans.
4 Americans.
And myself. And 5, I guess.
This is where people checked in from. We should just so you can just get a perspective of these 8 workshops we did over 2 days. So we had somebody check in from.
So Jamie was
where
first.
Where was Jamie?
He was in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go through each person, right? Jamie was in Philadelphia, but used to live in the UK and basically has been nomadic for the last year and a half since he became location independent, but hangs out in Philadelphia a lot because that's where his girlfriend's from. So all the way across the pond, he's hanging out in Philadelphia.
Matt, our good buddy, was in Boulder, Colorado. He's just a Boulder guy through and through. He's originally from the East Coast, but with his location independence, he decided to move out to a place that he'd always dreamed of living, and that's where he is now, right here where we are.
Well, and Matt always said, Jay, and this is from when I first met him back 6 years ago now, I guess. And he was living in Jersey. And you say he's Boulder through and through. He's Jersey,
well, he's
through,
Jersey
and through,
through and through.
But he loves
now,
Boulder.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but now he's wearing a Patagonia vest and he's got a Subaru.
And
you know, I mean, he's here. Let's
face
it.
He's here. But his whole thing to us when we first met him was, I just want to stand on my deck with a cup of coffee and look up at the mountains. Now, obviously, you're not getting that in Williamstown, New Jersey. Like, that ain't happening. Mm. No way, no how. There's never going to be mountains popping up in Williamstown, New Jersey. What I liked and find inspiring about Matt's story is that he's very, very different from you and I and from the other people who came and did workshops, and we'll dive into their stories a little bit. He's also probably different than most people who are listening to his podcast in that he actually doesn't like to travel at all. He does not care about traveling. He loves Boulder now. He's like, why would I leave Boulder if I love it so much? But he built a lifestyle that allowed him to live anywhere. And that, to him, his ultimate goal was just moving from one place that he just grew up in, kind of like, to the place that he said, this is my nirvana.
Well, yeah, right? I mean, now he can snowboard in the middle of the week. And there's a lot of other perks that come with location independence. It's not just the location freedom, but, you know, the time freedom and the ability to work from anywhere means if you're living somewhere, you can jet off at a moment's notice to someplace nearby.
Yeah.
And do the things you want to do when everybody else is home or working and not doing them, and you get to have it all to yourself. Maybe not all to yourself.
But. Right, but I think that highlights what's cool about Matt is that he does not want to be nomadic. He's the last person who would want to be nomadic. He doesn't want to travel around the world to exotic places, but even for someone like that, this idea of location independence allowed him to move to the place that he absolutely loves and has said to us he will never, ever move from. So if you are someone who's like that, who said, I'm not really into the traveling as much, but I just want to be somewhere different, that allows you to do that, and Matt does that.
By the way, the people that were part of this virtual summit are all in the Paradise Pack this year. It's running April 23rd through the 29th, 2019. If you go to theparadisepack.com, you can see that they've all put in products on their expertise to help you have the ability to live, work, and travel anywhere. And, you know, they walk the walk, man. I mean, this is what I love when, like, this is why we want to talk about this, because we got in this virtual summit and we're literally hopping and jumping around the globe from one person to the next in all these different time zones. It's like, wow, this is the real deal, man. You want to learn from people that are out there doing it. So Grace came on. She's a tax expert. This was like, I thought this would be a workshop that kind of people were like, maybe they tune out on. People were super pumped because, like, even though taxes are kind of a boring thing, they're a necessary evil when it comes to business and location-independent business. And who doesn't want to save more money on that? And who doesn't want to figure out, like, cool ways that you can travel the world and pay less in taxes, which is what she taught. And she is from Canada but lives in Ireland.
Right.
Which is unbelievably cool. So she was over there in Ireland. It was the evening. And then we skipped. Where did we skip then?
So we went from Grace, and then we skipped all the way across the Atlantic Ocean and across the U.S. back to Brian, who lives in L.A. Why'd I say that?
L.A.
He lives in L.A.
California, baby.
And what's cool about Brian, and so
After we were bashing California and all their strict high taxes.
Right. Brian came to him and was like, yeah, but it's super sunny here and I'm going to the beach in an hour. I'm like, well, California definitely has their perks. So Brian, been a good friend of mine again for like 4, 5, 6 years, been in the Paradise Pack, I believe, every year except the first year. And what was cool about Brian is when we first met, he was living in Massachusetts, right outside of Boston, where he grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And him and I talked a lot. He is a traveler. He liked traveling. And he, kind of like Matt, was considering moving. He was like, listen, I have a business. I'm location independent. You know, I can work from anywhere. I'm in Boston. I like Boston, but I've always just felt drawn to LA. And I remember telling him, dude, okay, so go to LA. Like, go to LA. You don't have a family here. You know, he has his parents are in Boston, but, you know, he doesn't have kids. You know, there's nothing was holding him back in any way. Not that kids have to hold you back. Brian moved out to LA. He always makes me feel jealous because he'll send me pictures of himself. He always
shoots
me videos.
Dude, you're location independent. You don't have to live in Philadelphia.
That's true. And we're not in Philadelphia that often, but I'm with you. But he makes me feel a tinge of jealousy,
yeah.
I should say, because whenever he's shooting me videos, he's like walking down the Santa Monica Pier.
Right.
Or he's like, oh, I'm just driving around with my top down in my convertible. And I'm just like,
ah. But you're doing it right because you're like, hey, we want to get out of Philly. You're like, all right, let's go house sitting in Colorado and live there for 3 weeks. And you can do that.
Yep.
And you're not paying for a place here. You get to live in $1 million home for free and experience all the perks of living in a place like this. And then you don't have to pay for it. So that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
And that's these types of opportunities is like a little sidebar, but these are the types of opportunities that open up when you're location independent. Things that maybe you wouldn't have even thought about before. Maybe you weren't even entertaining house sitting. We'll use that as an example. But now you realize, oh, wait a minute. There's house sitting. I can watch people's pets and stay there for free. Oh, and there are people that live in Hawaii that need people to watch their pets. And now I can maybe use Travel Hack and get a free plane to get to Hawaii and live there for a month for free on just farm or whatever. Like, I'm just making up a random example, but...
Well, that's not actually random. I think you brought that up because a friend of ours, Ziana, who lives here in Boulder, is from Hawaii, and she's the one who helped me hook up this house sit here in Boulder. And she said to me, she's like, you know, I knew she was from Hawaii, but I forgot. And we were talking, and she was like, well, yeah, anytime I go back to Hawaii, I just talk to friends, family, like I'll get like a house sit, and I'll just hang out there for free, and I'll watch people's pets. I'm like, wait a second. You got other hookups? She's like, oh, yeah, there's always people. I know so many people there who need pet sitters or house sitters. And I just thought, okay, well, cool.
These opportunities are readily available when when you get on the path. It's crazy.
And you might be sitting there listening.
I mean, we know people that house sit all year. That's all they do. And you're not paying rent all year. Imagine not having a mortgage all year. I know we're sidebarring on house sitting, but it's a good example of something that you can take advantage of that you wouldn't be able to if you're location-based.
Yeah, I think that there might be people listening to be like, okay, well, for you guys, you're able to find it because you know these people, you've made these connections, and I would...
Make them because you're on the journey in the first place.
Exactly. I would be thinking the same thing if I was listening and didn't know anyone, because I know 5-6 years ago, I knew no one who was an online entrepreneur. I knew no one who was going down a path of location independence. And I remember reading people's blogs and they somehow all knew each other. I had to be like hang out, and I thought, oh my gosh, if I could just be a part of that. Like, why, you know, of course they can do it because they are this person, this person, this person, this person. But what I came to quickly realize is that there are an abundance of opportunities even if you don't know anyone. And as soon as you get on the journey, that's how you start meeting people as well.
Yes.
And that's how we met all these people, actually, who came on to our workshops. Like, each one of these people, we had come on the workshop because we had prior relationships with those people. And that's just because we're on the journey.
Over time.
It develops over time.
Yeah, we didn't come out of the gates knowing all these people. Oh, well, I want to say something again that kind of wraps that up. But let's move down the list here. So after, I guess that was day one.
Jamie, Matt, Grace, and Brian. So if you're on the virtual summit with us, you got to see their workshops. But we just wanted to highlight their stories a little bit because, Jay, you put it this way. It's a show, don't tell. We're not telling you that you can be location independent. We're saying all these people are actually living it, and that's why we wanted them on the summit. And we wanted them to do workshops, not only because they were experts, but of course, because they're out there doing it. And so probably the best example of this was when we started off day two with Chelsea, good friend of ours. She's been in the pack. She's one of my favorite people that have been in Paradise Pack every year. She is like a kindred spirit with you and I. I mean, she just wants to help people live this lifestyle. She's so passionate and adamant that anyone can do it. Like, she sometimes puts me to shame when it comes to her enthusiasm and willingness to help people out.
She certainly lifts me up. Yeah. Every time I get around her.
She's incredible. And so we started talking about this. I'm like, Chelsea, you have to come on the summit. Like, I love having you on workshops. I know you like doing workshops too. It's so much fun. We've got a lot of people sign up. This will be great. And she's like, oh man, of course I would do it, except the timing's tough because I'm going to be on a 3-day ski trip in the French Alps. And I said, all right, well, you get a pass, totally understand. Go ski, no big deal. And I got an email back from her. She's like, yeah, sorry, this and that. And then I didn't even have a chance to respond. I get a second one back. She goes, no, I'm doing it. I'm figuring out a way to do this. I don't want to miss this summit.
Doesn't that say everything about Chelsea and her desire to help people out?
So I was like, all right, Chelsea, let's do it. I'll come up with a backup plan. If the internet stinks where you are, like, we'll have a workshop ready. You know, we'll put these things in place, but let's try to get you on. So, you know, I stayed in touch with her over the next couple of days leading up to the summit. She called the place, the lodge. They were like, yeah, we have internet, but it's only in the lobby. She's like, all right, well, I'll do it in the lobby. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. She comes on. She does her workshop from the lobby of a lodge.
While her friends are drinking beer in the hot tub.
Yep. They just literally gotten off the slopes. You could tell because she was like windburn. You know, you have that ski windburn. And she's wearing a fur or fake fur from H&M. Yeah. She's like, this is my Alps outfit. And her friends are sitting there in the hot tub, drinking beers. And she was like, I'd rather be here doing this workshop for an hour. I can go have a beer with them in a little bit.
Yeah.
And I just thought that said everything about location independence, was that you really can do your work or your job, right? Mm-hmm. Even though it doesn't seem like a job sometimes because it's so much fun, from anywhere. And because she's so passionate about doing it, she's willing to like give up, quote unquote, give up an hour to come and do it. Because she's like, yeah, I'd rather do that than just be sitting in a hot tub. Like, that says it all to me when
for
it comes
sure.
to location independence.
Then after hitting the French Alps, we rocked over to Egypt.
Egypt. A place I've never been in person. Have you?
No, never been. Would love to go. Would love to visit Michelle there, who's become a pretty close friend over the last year and a half or 2 years since I've met her, and we've stayed in touch, and now she actually helps us out with some of the stuff, her and her team at Virtual Miss Friday. They helped us put the summit together on sort of the technical logistics side.
Thankfully, they
yes,
helped us
they
do
were
all that.
Awesome. And so she checked in and shared a bunch of knowledge about freelancing and how you can get like higher end clients. And so, I mean, we could go through each of these workshops. There were like some incredible workshops that were all just incredible value on their own, but just a taste of what they had that was, I was like, wow, after this workshop, I'm like, wow, that was amazing. I learned so much. And like, oh yeah, well, in the product, in the Paradise Pack, it's like, goes even deeper.
Right.
And
well, it's a $1,400
like,
product she's putting in the Paradise Pack.
Yeah, it's crazy. So anyway, she has had kids, she has had three kids, like all over the world, her and
right.
her husband. They just travel around. They have lived in Greece, and they put their kids in school, and they were in Greece. Now they're in Egypt, and this is just a totally alternative way of living, especially as a family. And when you think about being from the States, and that sort of the traditional thing is you kind of get set up, you go to the same school. I'm not saying that's everybody, but maybe people move around, but they live in different towns and go to school there. And that meanwhile, there, the idea that you can just travel around with your family, show up in a country, put your kids in school, and that can be a way of life, is a totally unique approach to family living that I just love, because I'm not saying that's for everybody. I'm not even sure that I could do it or would want to do it, but these are the people that are a part of the Paradise Pack. These are people that are part of this community, just doing interesting things and not afraid to live in this unconventional way and take advantage of that location freedom.
Yeah, I always want to make sure that I am learning from people who don't just have the knowledge, but are actually doing the thing that I want to do.
Well, because then they're going to be, they're going to share like the reality of it, which is what we love, which is what this podcast and our community is all about. It's like, hey, this is, there's a lot involved with these things. These things just don't happen. You have to go through stuff. And then when you deal with people that have been through it, they've been through the ringer in different ways, and they're like, look, don't do this, do this. This is the way that you can kind of avoid the heartache and the pain and money, wasting money and all this stuff. Well, it's like, I mean, when these people get on and I know they're doing it and living it and have been living it for years, my ears perk up because I'm like, they've done it.
Yeah.
I know there's valuable wisdom there to be shared and to be learned.
Yeah, you're going to listen to people. Knowledge is one thing, but having been through it and having experience is a completely other thing. And that's the people that I want to listen to, and that's the people I want to learn from, because they are speaking from experience. And that's the one thing I loved about Michelle, is the other people we had on, everyone, none of those other people have kids yet, right? Michelle comes on, she's like, I've had three kids. I think they were all born in three different countries, something crazy, you know, and here she is living in Egypt, a place I've never been in. And might, if I am being honest with myself, I would personally maybe be a little hesitant to move there, not knowing much about it. Here she is living in a place like that, has been doing it for a while, has a business that is booming. You know, hired her husband, probably is putting the kids to work. Who knows, you know?
Well, one of the things that's cool about her story is she started her world travels in Egypt, and that's a whole other story that we could get into that could take up the rest of, like, another podcast. But it's a place that spoke to her, and I think every traveler can relate to this idea that, like, you get to a place, and I think one of the fantasies that all travelers indulge in is this element of like kind of thinking about, oh, I wonder if I could live here. I wonder
right.
if this
would
be
where could I live?
Yeah. And
what's it like to live
sometimes
here?
Sometimes it's just, you know, a fun thought experiment, and other times it feels more real. And for her, Egypt was a place that she really connected with. And because she set up a lifestyle in this way, she can be in the place that she connects with the most. And for everybody, for people like us, that's not necessarily our hometown all the time, you know? And that's just the way it is. And it's fine if that place is your hometown. But if it's not, it's nice to be able to pick up and go, or even if you're not living there, spending time in a place that you really connect with.
Well, that's a great example. Oh, you're a great example of that. You traveled all around the U.S. on these tours for, what, 12, 13 years, and decided on Boulder because you had been, what do you put it? You've been in every town bigger than 5,000 people in the U.S. or something like that.
No, I mean, maybe not everyone, but
most,
a lot.
Been and a you lot said, of towns. To me, Boulder spoke to me the most, and that's where you decided to buy a condo, put down some roots, and, you know, still have the condo here. That's
and,
why
and
we're
why?
Hanging out
because
here.
Because you can look over at the Pearl Street Mall and see a guy dressed up like Spider-Man just walking down the street for no reason.
That's right.
Which is happening right
I,
now.
I prefer the sunshine and mountains a little more than the Spider-Man guy. I can get that at my local mall. But yeah, so Michelle, great, great example of someone doing it with kids, with a family. And that's just why I love her story.
As Chris is buzzing
Chris
us out.
Chris is buzzing
now.
Us out. We're going to need a couple more minutes, Chris.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, the last person, your buddy Jonathan Levy, who I finally got to meet, and he was in Israel.
Yeah.
Right?
So, Jonathan, to just give you a backstory of his, where he came from and his, like, situation to get on the summit, because he was another one like Chelsea. I'm like, I want to get you on the summit. He's like, yeah, yeah, I want to do it. But here's what he told me. But I'll be, he lives in Tel Aviv right now. Originally from California, moved to Tel Aviv a couple years ago. He said, but it's my birthday the day before the summit, and I'm getting married the week before the summit in New Orleans. I'll be flying back to Tel Aviv the night before I have to do this presentation. I said, listen, man, totally fine. You don't have to do it. Like, I'd love to have you on, but, you know, come on, enjoy your birthday, you know, this and that. He's like, nah. I'm going to do it. I might be super jet lagged, so you have to make sure that I'm energetic enough. And he came on like wired to the summit.
Yeah.
But a great example of someone who, again, visited Tel Aviv, really, really resonated with Tel Aviv. Also, and I think this kind of gets overlooked a little bit, financially didn't, when we started hanging out, him and I, and getting to know each other, wouldn't have been able to afford Tel Aviv. I mean, Tel Aviv is a very, very expensive city to buy in, right? And because he's location independent, and because he's building his own business, has been able to do so well in the last couple of years that he has an apartment, bought an apartment in Tel Aviv, lives in Tel Aviv, and made it work. Said, this is where I want to be. I'm going to make it work. And he did make it work. And so I think that's a really important point too, in that when you go with this lifestyle, not only can you live anywhere, but a lot of times financially, Jay, if you're in a job for a company, let's say, right, and you kind of just get move up this ladder a little bit, you can't always afford to live certain places. Like you there's just going to be some places that are more expensive than others that you can't even go to, even if you could work remotely. But if you're building your own business and you're not putting a ceiling on yourself, you know, the world is your oyster. There's the potential to be able to do that.
These are just seven of about 15 to 20 experts. We don't know the exact number yet because we're still putting together the Paradise Pack, but these are the types of people that we have the opportunity to learn from and that we put together in this bundle we do every year, theparadisepack.com, April 23rd to the 29th, 1 week only, then it's gone forever. You'll never be able to get this bundle of educational products again. This is the exact set of products you need to help you live, work, and travel anywhere. And I am proud and honored to not only put this together every year with you, Trav, but I know it helps a ton of people. It really kickstarts a lot of people's location-independent journeys. It helps them get further along. And I am so humbled every time we have a conversation like this about these people are doing amazing things. And these are our friends. These are people that we know that are in our network. And it's just so awesome when you have a group of people like this that are doing all these things that are inspirational in many different ways, that are travel-based, which is stuff that we love. And you get to be around these people. It's a total game changer. And when you go on a path of location independence and you find your thing and you start getting around your peeps, it's incredible what happens when you surround yourself with the right people and how they continue to motivate and inspire you. And it's just like this sort of snowball that just builds and builds. You build so much momentum, and it's just an awesome thing.
And,
so,
and not only are they our friends, Jay, but what I love about each and every one of these people who came on and did the summit and the people in the Paradise Pack is they all gave out to people on the summit their personal email address, saying, like, email me if you have questions. Like, very rarely are you in a niche? And when I say that, I'm talking about our location-independent niche, where so many people who are doing it and doing it at a high level and people I look up to are so giving with their time right. and so open with saying, hey, please reach out if you want, if you have questions, because I'm willing to help you. You just don't see that type of level of accessibility. Mostly,
we've been podcasting for a while. So.
Yeah. So I just want to thank everyone who did come on to the summit. If you guys were on the summit and you were listening, glad we could like dive into everyone's little backstory and pull the curtain back a little bit on what it took to get everyone on the summit. If you weren't on the summit, the goal was to help inspire you, to show you that this lifestyle is possible. And these are people that are living that lifestyle. So just to recap you really, really quick, I know Chris buzzed this a while, but this is the adventure we took on the summit, Jay. You and I were in Boulder, Colorado. We went to Jamie in Philly, to Matt in Boulder, Grace in Ireland, Brian in LA, Chelsea in the French Alps, Michelle in Egypt, Jonathan in Tel Aviv, and then we came back and I did a workshop here in Boulder. And that's
and back
the beauty
to us
of location independence.
In Boulder right now. Thank you for listening. Check out theparadisepack.com. You're not going to want to miss this.
Theparadisepack.com.
Sign up if you land on that page. It's not yet available. And we will chat with you soon.
April 23rd through April 29th. Don't forget,
thank you.
Guys. See you
cheers.
Soon.